Hi, I'm Lorcan and I'm here with Bill Carter, who is a writer, journalist, filmmaker and screenwriter. For me, you'd be best known for Miss Sarajevo, which you produced with you two, giving insight into the lives of young people during the war. Where did the idea for the film come from?
You know, it came from me, and it came out of a, for lack of a better word, kind of a frustration with normal journalism. I was watching it happen, and it really wasn't telling the story of the people that I was hanging out with, the Bosnians I was hanging out with. You know, we have a tendency to tell stories of victims, and I was hanging out with people who were in a terrible situation, but they were, I don't want to say thriving, but they were trying to live. And so I ever see these people on television? I only see the military guy, the religious leader, the old lady, you know. And so it kind of came out of a combination of that combined with, as I started to do it, I realized by interviewing them, I realized I felt this great responsibility to bear witness to what they were going through. And they had no voice in the world. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know I was going to be able to make a film. I just wanted to collect, kind of like you're doing, I wanted to collect footage and documentary and audio to their stories. The film at that time, right, it was pre-Final Cut and all that, so the idea of me going home and making a film was out of, it was not going to happen. I needed a lot of money to go like on an Avid. So that came into play when I met the band, and they were said, hey, come to Dublin and we'll, you know, make, you can edit in our studios. That was like the moment they said that to me, my world just exploded, because it was possible now to make a movie.
Okay. What was the most striking part of the filming for you?
I think that, I mean, obviously filming, you know, violent stuff is not, it's always striking. But to be honest with you, it was always the more human moments. You know, people being very gracious under pressure. That's very moving. Actually, more moving than, you know, violent stuff isn't really moving, it's scary. And when people are very gracious, then it becomes something more. I interviewed Vlado talking about losing his friends. That was really hard to tell me, and for me to get that from him.
Okay. You're currently teaching film production and documentary studies in Northern Arizona University. Can you tell me how mobile technology influences what and how you teach?
Well, we have a lot of mobile technology in our journalism department. So those students come and go into my classes of documentary production, film production, and just storytelling. So there's always, it's always kind of flowing in and out of my world. It isn't really the focus of what I teach, but when I have a student that's into it, then, you know, they can run with it. And then I help them use it and tell the story they want to tell. For me, it's always what tool do you want to use to tell your story? I'll help you with that tool.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. Miss Sarajevo was filmed in 1997. 20 years later, how would Mojo have helped you?
Oh, my gosh. It would have been a different world. I mean, it's striking. Because I was, at this date looking back, what I was doing was relatively primitive. With the equipment that's downstairs or wherever, it, just battery power alone, using like a solar blanket to charge batteries, because there's no electricity, so I couldn't charge batteries. Then you have, probably the biggest deal is batteries and cards, like storage, because I had to have tapes, and getting in those in and out of a war very hard, whereas if I had this, I would have had two cards, or, do you know what I mean? And I would have been fine, and it would have been just extraordinary to have this technology. Which, you know, okay, jump to now, people are using this technology in other war zones, or, you know, Syria, or places where they are filming their own stories in a more kind of, they can be kind of hidden. You can be a little more hidden with iPhones, you know, or whatever phone, than you can with the big camera. So that would be very handy.
Okay, and final question: you are also involved in campaigning for issues including protecting the environment. How does mobile technology and social media help you in this work?
Well, I haven't really used mobile technology in that part of my life, but social media very much so. So, As a matter of fact, there was a big movement in the United States to stop a mine that I wrote a book about, or it was part of one of my books. And the social campaign from many different stakeholders, and in my book, kind of culminating together, had a huge effect on the politics and the policy around that mine. And social media played just an absolutely critical role of getting people to, this is a little bit American politics, but like to comment to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, not to let that mine go forward. And usually, a mine, it might get maybe 5,000 people saying we don't want it or something like that. We got over 1 million.
Yeah.
And that's never happened before. So it was incredibly effective.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you bet.